Well, happy Holy Trinity Sunday, dear church. This is the only Sunday in the church year that is based on a doctrine. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. I asked my seminary friends if they wanted to do a text study on this week based off of the text. And they said no, because they all took today off. So next year, I will have to plan better. Just kidding. I actually really like Holy Trinity Sunday. Because, though I wish I could give you a 3-point theological summary and explanation of the Trinity in all its glory, the whole point of the Trinity is that we can't fully explain it. There's this mystery in it. 3 and 1 and 1 and 3. It just doesn't make good math, right? But the Trinity is all about relationship. It points to how God shows up in our lives. God is our parent and our creator, the one who builds galaxies like that photo on our bulletin for today. It's not a Photoshop thing. It's from the Webb telescope. And it's of a star being born. It's incredible. The God that created that also created the unique grooves in your fingertips. God created you, us, alongside all that exists in the cosmos, and proclaims over and over, it is good. It is good. It is good. We also have God in Jesus, human and divine, all at once. The one who pulled us out of the pit, who fought hell and came back to life to embrace us again. Jesus is the one who teaches us what abundance looks like for today, for this moment, where a few loaves and fishes can feed the masses, where giving someone their dignity back brings wholeness, where we find our purpose when we simply show up as we are, for in our weaknesses we are made holy. Our God is also God of spirit, wind blowing and fire blazing, connecting us to one another in ways we cannot fully comprehend, forgiving us, creating this thing we call church, calling us saints of all things, and breathing into us new life to eternity. God shows up, Creator, Son, Spirit. We believe it, we confess it through the words of the Apostles' Creed weekly, and someday we will perhaps fully comprehend it. But in the meantime, I'd like to offer you a chance to slow down and savor God as our Creator, this one part of the magnificent Trinity, through that first reading that Laura did such a beautiful job on, Genesis, because it is one of my favorite readings. And I'm going to retell this godly play style, so I'm going to invite you to put your kid hats back on and take a deep breath with me and hear the story once more. Did you know that there are some presents so big that nobody notices them? Because they're so huge, they are hard to see. And they are so hard to see that the only way to know that they are there is to go clear back to the beginning. Or maybe even a little before the beginning. For in the beginning there wasn't much. In the beginning there was nothing. Except perhaps an enormous smile. But there was no one there to see it. And then on that very first day, God gave us the gift of light. So now there is not just darkness, but now there is light and dark. Now I don't just mean the light in the light bulb or in car lights at night. I don't just mean this light or that light, but I mean the light that is light. God gave us the gift of light that all light comes from. And when God saw the light, God said, "It is good." And that was the end of the first day. And on the second day, God gave us the gift of water. Now, I don't just mean water in a water glass or water in a bathtub or shower. I don't even mean the water in a river or a lake. I don't even mean just the water in the ocean or water that comes down in the sky and rain. I mean all the water that is water. And this is the water that all the rest of the water comes from. This is the firmament. It divides the waters above from the waters below. And when God saw the water, God said, "It is good." And that was the end of the second day. On the third day, God gave us the gift of dry land. God divided the water and the dry land and gave us the gift of green and growing things. And when God saw the dry land and the green and growing things, God said, "It is good." And this was the end of the third day. On the fourth day, God gave us the gift of day and night. God gave us a way to count our days. Here is the great light that rules the day, the sun, and here are the lights that rule the night, the moon and the stars. When God saw the day and the night, our way to keep time, God said, "It is good." And that was the end of the fourth day. On the fifth day, God gave us the gift of all the creatures that fly in the air, not just the birds, but all the creatures that fly, and all the creatures that swim in the water, all of them. When God saw all the creatures that fly and all the creatures that swim, God said, "It is good." And this was the end of the fifth day. On the sixth day, God gave us the gifts of all the creatures that walk upon the earth, creatures that walk with two legs, like you and me, and all the creatures that walk with many legs. When God saw the creatures that walk with two legs and the creatures that walk with many legs, God said, "It is good." And this was the end of the sixth day. And on the seventh day, God rested and gave us the gift of a day of rest, too, to remember the great gifts of all the other days. There's nothing here, because people go to different places to remember the great gifts. you can put something there to show your favorite place to remember. It might be in your backyard by a tree, in our church here, in your room. It might be the mountains, or an ocean, or a lake. I don't know where your place is. Only you know. What I do know is that this day is so special that sometimes Christian people mark it with a cross. And our Jewish friends mark it with a star. And God proclaimed, it is good. Now I wonder, which one of these days do you like best? I wonder which day is the most important. I wonder which day you are in, or which one is especially about you. I wonder, could we leave any of the days out and still have all the days we need? Dear ones, may you know that you are a beloved creation of our Creator. You are redeemed by Christ today and always, and you are filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Happy Holy Trinity Day. Amen. Thanks be to God.